Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hey there, and thanks so much for joining me on this weekday podcast. Today I want to talk about tension, how we live with tension. Well, Paul wrote to the church in Colossae, he said in Colossians 3:2, "Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth." You know what, friend? It's been said that you cannot be successful in this life without compromising. But I don't think that's true. As a matter of fact, I think that's just an all-out lie. You can't get ahead without adopting the values of the places where you live and where you work, but I don't think that's true. Now, there's tension, for real. There's tension. Our cities, our places of work, they're all part of this real world, and the ruler of this world is the enemy. If you're wanting to know about that, look in John 12:31 or John 14:30. That's why arrogance and greed and materialism, they often characterize these places and bring admiration, they bring status, they bring promotion, they bring recognition. There's a tension. I mean, and that tension is palpable. I mean, it's like cutting a steak. You can feel it. While the enemy may rule the world for now, he doesn't rule us. Colossians 1:13 helps us understand that. The one who rules us stands for humility and generosity and love. The lie is that we should try to ease this tension, that we should, by compromising, try to make things easier on ourselves. It's from the enemy. It's one he uses all the time. I can hear him now. Go ahead. It's just the way things work in the real world. You have to do this to make life work. You've got to do what you've got to do to compete, to survive. Hey, just relax. Everybody does it. But listen, friend, Peter said, we're a chosen race. We're a royal priesthood. We're a holy nation, a people for God's own possession. To be that is to live in the tension of this world. You see, we're sent into this world, but we cannot become of the world. You see, when you're willing to live in the tension, and only then, while you're in the middle of the tension, can this broken world feel the full weight of who we really are in Christ, who God intends us to be with Him. And the proper question that I think all of us as believers should ask at that point is, okay, Chuck, but what in the world do I do? Well, this week, while you walk into numerous situations in work or at the ball field or at church or even in a Bible study, well, when you enter into conversations with friends or neighbors or colleagues, maybe into the schools that your kids attend or into a restaurant with friends, go ahead and declare ahead of time in prayer that you want to bring the kingdom of Jesus with you and then act like it. When people ask me, well, what does the kingdom of Jesus feel like? What does it look like? And my answer is, it looks and it feels like this: God's will and God's way. God's will is what He desires for us. God's way is how He would have us do that. God's will for our life is what the Spirit of God gives us direction for, and God's way is how He adjusts our actions. The way comes when the will is surrendered. So friend, today, no matter the situation, decide you want to bring the kingdom of Jesus with you. Today, I want to ask you to live in the tension of recognizing that when you set your mind on the things above, not on the things of earth, there is a tension that you should feel. And when you feel that tension, I trust that you will know, understand, and believe that you're walking in the presence of a God who loves you and trusts you and wants to honor your willingness to live in that tension. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on this earth. Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. And remember, Easter is right around the corner. on the Monday through Thursday before Easter, there will be a special 15-minute video that runs each evening talking about the four cups found in the Passover or the four promises that are found in Exodus chapter 6. I think you and your family will really enjoy the teaching that comes with that and the understanding of what it means to your modern day Easter. Then on Good Friday, we'll meet live at Sugar Hill Church at 7, and then we'll also have a video that is available for you. Then Easter Day, 7 a.m. for sunrise outdoor at the Sugar Hill Bowl, and 10 a.m., then 5 p.m. for an intimate gathering inside. God bless you, friend. Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.